greased it.
And you say yesterday he what?
Greased the wagon or the car or something.
And if grease got all over your hands, say your hands were all
greasy or dirty.
Okay. And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of
oil on it.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner.
Inside the tire of the car?
The inner.
To grease it?
What they have, you know, to put the air in.
Oh, a pump?
No, wrap inside the thigh.
A tube, huh?
Okay.
Oh.
And something you could use, you remember when people had straight razors?
Yes.
What would they sharpen those on?
With the strap.
What about something you could sharpen a little knife on?
A stone?
What kind of stone?
Yeah, we got one. I don't know what you call it, Errol. I just call it a stone to sharpen the knife.
What about a big thing to sharpen?
We has one too, and that's how we call it, the stone to sharpen the knife.
There's one big thing you turn.
Yeah,
you know.
We has one. It's great. It's got a little, what you call it, Errol? Ground stone? A ground stone?
What about the little one you hold in your hand to sharpen the knife on? You know, you
see those? Yes, but I don't know what's it. We call it a little stone.
You call it a stone.
Yeah.
Something that children play on, you take a board and it goes.
Seesaw?
If children were playing on that, you'd say they were.
Seesawing?
What about something that you take the board and you spin around like this?
A merry-go-round?
Any old fashioned name for that? Do you remember playing on those?
No. Mm-mm. We play ring play and all different other little things, but I don't remember that.
What's ring?
Ring play. We get a couple of children together and go round and round. Ring play, they called it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see anyone take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on it?
They'd get on both ends?
What about you take a long rope and tie it to a tree limb and put a seat on it?
A swing?
Okay. And something that people drive nowadays, you call that a
car?
Any other name?
Any other name?
Mm-hmm.
An automobile?
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they were going to.
They were going to drive their boat?
Or they're fixing to put it in the water for the first time.
They're going to try it?
Okay. What different kinds of boats did people used to have?
What was the kind of boats?
Well, this common boats that people had.
Wooden boats?
Uh-huh.
And a little wooden boat or canoe? Whatever you call them.
What about the French name?
Pirogue and I don't know if you know what's that.
That's the
little narrow boat, and then they use them what you call it?
The paddle?
Pallet to push it and make it go.
But I don't know no other name.
What about a bateau?
A bateau?
No.
Bateau?
Oh, a bateau.
That's a boat.
Bateau?
Yeah. It's a bateau? Yes, that's made like a. But they swim with him, but they swim in, They use them in the water?
That's not them little boat,
right? Yeah, but that's what I said, they put them in the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does it look like? It looks different from the pirogue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's difference.
To me?
Yeah, it is. Not to me, it is a difference in them.
How?
How does?
It's got a motor to it.
So it's